was so good. The restaurant we chose was amazing, wasn't it, babe? Yup. Neither have I. I haven't eaten food that tasted that great in a while. I actually want to go back there sometime. Let's perhaps bring a couple of our friends there when we hang out with them. What do you say, darling? Of course, babe. I had a great time with you. Oh, and the restaurant's interior design was also really good. Yup, I love the dimly lit and cozy ambience they had. I wonder what kind of lights they used. Doesn't seem like they bought it from around here. Anyways. Baby? What's the matter? Are you sure? You seem pretty quiet. Is everything okay? Okay, if you say so. Oops, excuse me. Of course, I told you they had great food. I think my favorite was the dessert. The ice cream they served wasn't just any kind of common flavor. I don't know what the exact term is, but boy, it does sure taste quite fancy. I mean, no surprise there. They are a fancy restaurant. What about you, sweetie? What was your favorite? Babe? Are you sure that you're okay? You haven't spoken much since we arrived home. Did you not have fun? Oh, come on, babe. I can see right through you. Is it the food? The place? Or the money that we spent? You know we can always make up for it next time and save money. Like, we can just cook food at home so we don't have to spend that much. It's not how much we spent. Okay. Well, is it the place? Okay, not the place either. The food perhaps? But then, you seem to enjoy it. Especially the dessert and the main dish. You were even the first one to take a spoonful of it. And you seem to really enjoy the ice cream. Well, you were eating fast. You seemed like you were in a hurry to eat more than I could. It's fine, my love. I know you really liked it. That's why we should definitely at least tell our friends about it and then hang out with them in there. Or, if you want, we could just go back there on our own. Hey. What's going on in my love's mind? Come on. I know that something's definitely wrong. You keep saying that it's nothing when in fact there is something that's bothering you. Yet, you don't want to tell me. Okay. Well, can you at least tell me if it has something to do with me? So, it is something that has to do with me. Baby, please tell me what I did wrong so I can fix it, or at least make it up to you. Babe, no, stop that. Stop saying nothing, 'cause we both know that there is a problem that needs to be fixed. How can we solve the issue if you won't talk to me? How am I supposed to know what I did wrong and correct my mistakes if you won't tell me? Babe, just please tell me. We've already talked about this. No cold shoulder when there's a problem. Being passive won't fix the issue. No, I'm not mad. Baby, I'm not mad, okay? I'm just kind of upset. You're the one who doesn't want to talk to me. I've been trying to have a conversation with you ever since we arrived home, because I know that deep down, you're not okay. You think I haven't noticed? Even before we arrived at the restaurant, I noticed that you weren't as energetic. I also asked you if you were okay when you picked me up, remember? But you said you were just tired, so I let it slip. But now? Baby, just please tell me what's wrong, so that I would know what to do. Please. Please, don't look away. Whatever it is that I did, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you upset or hurt your feelings. Just please. Yes, I want to know what I did that caused you to feel this way. Yeah? What about it? Babe, I told you. Me and Kai are close because we were put in the same team by our manager. No, we don't necessarily have to be close. But it's only normal for project teammates like us to grow close, you know? Especially since we work in the same field and are handled by the same manager. He and I are in the same team, babe. Come here. Are you jealous? I don't believe it. You seem pretty jealous to me. Okay, well, if you're not jealous, then what are you so upset about then? You're worried? Why is that? What did I do that's making my darling worried and upset like this? Come on, babe. Tell me. I'm listening. Yeah. Baby, look at me. You're saying that you're worried about me and Kai because we seem close. Is that right? And you didn't like what you saw earlier when you picked me up from work? Why is that? Because you saw me and Kai talking and we were really close? So you were just watching us. Because I looked like Tai was having fun while talking with Kai. Oh, so you are jealous of Kai. Yeah, you are. You just said that you watched me and Kai talk earlier, and you're worried that I might grow even closer towards Kai. Why is that? What else are you worried about? Come on. I'm listening. Oh, baby. You know that would never happen. I could never replace you with anybody. You know that, right? Here, let me hold your hand. Listen to me. Darling, you are not replaceable. Look, I understand your fear, and what you're feeling is completely okay and understandable. I can't blame you, nor would I ever blame you for feeling that way, because you have traumas because of your last ex. I understand that. I understand all of it. I know that deep down, you're being hard on yourself for having these feelings. You're internally beating yourself up for feeling this way. Listen to me. What you're feeling is not your fault, okay? Nor would your fears ever come true. They won't. Do you want to know why? Because out of everyone I've ever dated, you are the best. and I will never, ever replace you. Never will I ever go for someone else because I already have the best lover, and that is you. I could never ask for anything better because I already have you. You are the best out of everyone. I promise. Darling, hey, don't say that about you. You don't have to worry about not being enough or not doing enough because no matter what you do, you will always be more than enough for me. You don't have to be perfect. All you have to be is just be yourself. Yeah, sure. There's things about you that still has to improve, but that's how it is, right? There's always room for improvement, and I believe that you are always doing your best, because I see it in you. I see all the efforts that you exert into improving yourself to become a better person every day, and I appreciate all of the things that you do, not just for me, but for yourself as well. All I ever want for you is the best. To heal your past traumatic experiences and to be happy. And I want to be there throughout everything because I am your lover. And even though we have misunderstandings at times, even though you have troubles expressing your feelings and communicating with me, that sometimes I even get frustrated, but that's okay, because you're just human. Darling, you are just human. You're not supposed to be perfect. You just have to keep moving forward no matter what, okay? But what about Kai? Baby, Kai is just a friend, a teammate, a workmate. That's all he is to me. Yes, I do have fun around him, but that goes the same for all of my friends. I have fun with all of them. But does that mean that they'll ever come close to you? No, not at all. Not even Kai. No one can compare to you because you only have my eyes and my heart. Heck, I've only known Kai for a few weeks. Darling, attraction is normal. Sure, I find Kai attractive, but you are the most gorgeous person for me. Of course you are. I may find other people like Kai attractive, but it's you that I'm drawn to and attracted to the most. You are the sexiest in my eyes. I wouldn't say that Kai is funny. Well, maybe when he tries, but most of the time, meh. Plus, Kai is the kind of guy who usually keeps to himself. And do you want to know why there's nothing to worry about him? Darling, Kai is gay and he is also in a relationship. He himself said that he doesn't find girls sexually attractive. I mean, sure, he finds girls pretty, but he doesn't get attracted to girls the same way that he gets attracted to guys. Yes, I already told you so, remember? Yes, babe, I told you before, Kai is gay. You already forgot about it? Babe, we talked about it during your company's charity ball. Yeah. Remember when everyone in our table left to join the dance floor? We were the only ones left, so we spent the rest of the party chatting. I told you about our project and my team. I agree. I think you were too drunk to remember it. But honestly, babe, I thought you could still remember it because I do. Yeah, you were definitely too drunk to recall. How did I know that Kai is gay? Well, during our orientation, that's when I first met Kai. Yup, he was the only new one, so most of us interviewed him during our free time. Mm-hmm. Everyone was so curious about him. Cause you know how people tend to react around foreigners like Kai. What if Kai becomes single and asks me out? Okay, well, even if that were to happen, which I highly doubt, I'd still refuse, cause, duh, I already have you. You are the only person I want to go on a date with. Plus, our dates are always the best. Yes, really. What's my favorite date? Well, I think my favorite would be when we had a double date with my parents. Yes, that's my favorite date. Cause it wasn't just us that had so much fun. My parents did so too, and up until now, they would still talk about it whenever I'd come to visit. Me too. I'm happy to see my parents still be that cheesy at their age. Elderly romance is just so sweet, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want us to be just like them. I want us to still be madly in love with each other once we reach their age. Come here. So, is my baby feeling better? Really? You're not worried about Kai anymore? Aw, I'm glad to know that. Baby, you don't have to thank me. It's my duty to reassure you and make you feel safe and loved. But you're welcome. All I want is to make you feel at ease. And I love you more, my darling. Now, come on. Let's prepare so we can lay in bed and cuddle more.